We're doing one of the most moving lamentations now, Kina 26, Az Bahaloch Yirmiyahu al Kivrei Avot. Then when Jeremiah went to the graveyards of the forefathers, he could not enter the Marsa Machpela, he was a Kohen, so he went near there. Vinam. And Jeremiah stood there by the graves of the patriarchs and said, Atzamot chavivot, precious bones, ma'atem shochevot. How can you still lay there? Benechem galu uvatehem charevot. Your children have been exiled, their homes are destroyed. Vayez chutavot beretz taluvot. Where's the merit of their ancestors in this land that's been parched? Ga'u kulam bekinim al cheslon banim. So they all cried out in lamentations over their children's loss. Tovevu b'kol tachnonim pnei shochen meromim. They begged, beseeched God, who lives up in the heavens. Vayavtachat v'zachalti lehem brit rishonim. Where's your promise? You said you'd remember the covenant you made with the earlier generations. God answers, Hem emiru chvodo betohu. They exchanged my honor for nothing. Velo fachadu velo ra'u. They weren't awed. They had no fear. Va'alim ena mehem. So initially I just hid my eyes from them. Velo shavu velo na'u. They didn't return. Ve'chetapak al amirat lohu. And how can I restrain myself when they make a statement, God doesn't control the world? Za'akav amon ba'avuram. So Avram, the father of the multitudes, he called out on behalf of Israel. V'chinen pnei el ram. He called out before the God who is above all. Chinam nuseti yisrael nisyonot ba'avuram. Was I tested 10 times on their behalf for naught? Then chaziti shivram, and now I have to see their destruction? V'ayav tachat al tira Avram. Where is your promise, God? You promised me I shouldn't fear. God answers, I'm very sorry, you were faithful, but they decided that they can allow themselves to serve idols. They decided they would dig for themselves cisterns, which were really broken. They thought they would save themselves by following pagan gods. You stood up the 10 tests. They transgressed every one of the 10 commandments. Isaac screamed, before Hashem who dwells in heaven, have I allowed myself to be slaughtered and it was inscribed in Torah? Was it all for naught? And now my children are being obliterated? Where's your promise that you'll maintain your covenant with me? God answers, Maru b'Yirmiyahu, they rebelled against Jeremiah, v'timu ha-Moriah, that very temple mount on which you offered yourself, they defiled. We know the prophet Ezekiel describes, they turn to the sun and they bow and they reveal their backs to the Holy of Holies. Nileti nisoga ya olali minishia. I'm exhausted from bearing the cry that rise from this land of oblivion. They afflict the poor, they afflict the widows, they murder their prophets. How could I maintain my anger? You were willing to be slaughtered. They slaughtered a prophet and a priest for telling them not to be pagans in the Holy of Holies on the holiest day. Sach yulad betelef. Jacob, who was born for learning, d'maot ketanim zolef, he's weeping and his eyes are pouring tears. Olalai shotipachti be'elef, I worked so hard bringing up all those babies. Ve'echgazu meni be'chelef, and how, in a moment, were they taken from me? Ve'echufra meni damim be'damim kama elef, and for Zechariah's blood, I lost so many thousands. He's my child, they're my child, all my children, thousands are being killed. Patzro and Eman, the faithful shepherd Moshe, bursts forth. Kafush be'efer umudman, he's covered in ashes. He's covered in filth. Tzon asher b'cheki hu aman, he says, this lamb who I nursed in my own bosom. Ech galu v'lo zman, how were they exiled? Their time is, it's before their time. Vaye avtachat kilo alman, God, you promised Israel won't be widowed. Kol b'chilea metofefet alevavea, the sound of Leah weeping as she pounds on her heart. Rachel achota mevakal banea, Rachel her sister weeping over her son, Vezilpa makafanea, and Zilpa slapping her face, Bilha mekonenet pishtei yadea, as Bilha lamented with her 2 hands outstretched, Shuvu tmimim limnuchatem. And Hashem says to the patriarchs and Moshe, he says, whole ones, go back to your place of rest. Malea male kol mishalotechem, I will fulfill your requests. Shulachti vavela lemanchem, I went to Babylon for your sake. And that's our tradition that God revealed to the Jewish people that even when they're in exile, He's with them. Hineni mishovev galut b'nechem. I will return your children from exile. And we have to read the next lamentation because, again, it's one of the most powerful lamentations. As, yes.
I was just wondering, it seems to be a little bit of a spin-off. I don't remember if it's a midrash or if it's in Sota, but there's the famous story that all of the at the time of the, that all of the Avos come up here.
Right, I hope we'll still get to that tonight. Right. We'll see. I don't know if we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll see.
We can learn that Bill and Zilpah were fairly righteous.
Right. Correct.
I asked you about them before, and you said we don't really know too much about that.
That's also true.
Let's get there.
Next one. The Medrash says... Jeremiah was returning to Jerusalem and he meets a woman sitting on top of a mountain. She's dressed in black and her hair is all over. And as Jeremiah walks towards Jerusalem, this woman yells out to him and says, "Who's going to comfort me?" And Jeremiah answers her, and he's a little bit wary. He says, "If you're real, if you're a woman, then let's talk. If you're some kind of spirit, then leave." And the woman says, "I'm your mother. I am Zion." And then Jeremiah says to her, "God Himself will console you. You were built by mortal men, and mortal men will destroy you. But in the future, Hashem Himself will rebuild you, as the verse says in Psalms, Hashem is the builder of Jerusalem." And this kina is a description of a discussion between Jeremiah, Israel, God, and the patriarchs. As bimotzefek yafa ketirtza, then when the measure of sin was filled by the people who are beautiful, like the tirtza. That's a description of the Jewish people. They are described as beautiful as a tirtza. Hene gelam tzaku chutza. The angels wailed out publicly. Ben Chilkiyahu ma'amon kiyatza. As Jeremiah, the son of Chilkiyahu, exited the temple. Ishai fatomenu velet matza. He came across a woman who had beautiful features, but she was all filthy. Gozrani alaych b'shem alokim v'adam. He said, "I command you in the name of God, man. Im neshed l'shedim ato livnei adam. Are you a demon of demons or are you one of man? Demut yufiach kevasav adam. You have the beauty of a mortal. Pachtech v'yiratech k'malachim levadam. But you're so scary. You're like an angel. Hein l'shed ani v'lo golem pachat." She says, "I'm neither demon nor am I of a mortal man. Yedu ayiti b'shuva v'nachat. But I was once renowned in my tranquility, my serenity. Hein l'echad ani v'lishlosha v'shishim v'achat. I am one of 360 with one," which is a code, right? I am one. I am the daughter of one and three, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hein le'echad ani, I am dedicated to one, to God. Vili shlosha, and descendant of three, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'shishim v'achat, and 61. We'll see in a second. Vilishne Masaulu Shivim Vachat, and I am 12 and I am 71. So her offsprings are 60, Vishishim. She has 60,000, 600,000, right? The Jewish people, Shishim Ribo. Vachat, and I have one leader, Moshe. Vilishne Masar, and 12 tribes. V'shivim v'achat, and 71. I have 71 leaders. Ze'achad Avram haya. The one is Abraham. Uven shlosha avot shlishiya. He's one of three, the patriarchs. Chok shnei masar anin shivteka. The 12 are the 12 tribes. V'shishim ribo, 60 are the 60 times on 10,000. Shivim v'achat are my Sanhedrin. Ta'ami akshivi. V'asit tshuva. Jeremiah tells her, "Listen to me, repent. Yane yotech kol kach hashuva. I hear your description. You're of such importance. Do tshuva. Yafanach be'elitz v'lismach b'tova. What's right for you is to be happy, to be rejoicing. V'lo likrei od bat shoveva. You shouldn't be called the rebellious daughter. Ki'ech esmach v'kolim ha'arim. because how can I rejoice, she says. How can I sing? My children are given in the hands of enemy. My prophets have been beaten. Their blood is flowing. My kings, my nobles, my priests, they're all in shackles. My dwelling, my holiness has been exiled in my sin. My beloved has fled. He's gone. My pleasant tent was plundered beyond my strength. My nation, who was so great, is now sitting alone. The woman said to the prophet Jeremiah, speak to your God about the blows that these people who are torn and tossed by the storm that they've suffered. Pray to God till he says enough. He should save me from the sword and from captivity. And so then Jeremiah goes on and prays on behalf of Israel and asks Hashem to comfort and bring back Israel to Zion.